Don't dance alone.
As many as 75,000 over 65s in Wales say they're lonely. Today we're continuing our look at how society treats the elderly. We've already heard about what life is like for 95-year-old Roy.
Some people don't see a soul. You know, it's quite depressing, really.
Today we're going to hear from Doreen, who's partially blind and partially deaf.
It's deadly on your own. Terribly lonely.
And hear from those who are working to alleviate loneliness.
We have a nature park and a lake where people can go for walks and spend time in the inside and also the outside. So we've really tried to work hard in creating an environment where people want to come.
This is the Wave News Special Report.
I'm Cathy Peart. When you think of people living alone, you think of someone being isolated in their home with very little contact with the outside world. But sometimes older people can feel lonely in a busy block of flats. Doreen sold her house to move into assisted living accommodation.
Oh, it is much, much too big. But I had lovely neighbours. I applied for a flat and they offered me the one I got now. But I didn't think it was as deadly as it is. Too quiet. You don't see anybody to have a little conversation with.
There are many care homes and organisations across Wales working hard to try and help people like Doreen. That's children from a nursery in Morriston. They're playing games as part of their visit to a local care home where many older people live. For these two residents, having fun with the children has been the highlight of their week.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. They were marvellous, and they were only young.
And the elderly's face, you know, it was beautiful to see them. You think, oh, why can't they walk around like this in the daytime then? Yeah. They were great then, just lovely.
What did you see?
Ducks.
It's been proven that intergenerational relationships can help boost mental health and help older people feel connected. Tim Williams is from Hengoed Court.
We look after lots of grands and granddads. Grands and granddads love children, don't they? And I think for us, if we can create that space and that opportunity for the little ones to come in, you know, we make sure that we do that.
If you have a spare 5 minutes, think about what you can do to make a difference to someone else's life. Knock a neighbour's door or give your grandparents a call. It might just make their day.
Hashtag don't dance alone. Nobody should be forgotten. Head to thewave.co.uk now to find out how you can make a difference. Supported by Gower Gas and Oil. Keeping Wales warm.